Today's word.
We're going to pray today, and we're going to focus our prayer on thanksgiving. On thanksgiving. And I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it gives us general instructions about prayer. And it says, be anxious for nothing. That's old King James, or King James way of saying, don't be anxious about anything. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thanksgiving is an expression of faith in God. Prayer is not only about making requests. It's not even all about declarations. Prayer is also about thanksgiving. And when we thank God in prayer, we are telling God, I trust you. I trust you. Although I have not seen it, I thank you that it is done. Thanksgiving is an expression of faith in God. And we wait in prayer through thanksgiving. We don't wait in prayer through repetition of prayer. And I've said it before. You know, many times when we pray, you pray for something and the thing doesn't happen instantly, you get anxious. That's when you move from prayer camp to prayer camp, from prayer meeting to prayer meeting, from anointing to anointing, all kinds of assorted hands laid on you, because somehow you think that by multiplying the request, you will be heard. But thanksgiving is how we wait when a miracle is delayed. So when I pray and I say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I ask you to give me $100 million this week. Okay, you don't like 100. Lord, give me $1 billion. Or I should take it forward too. Oh, I said, God, give me $1 billion this week. I trust you for $1 billion so that we can do all the things you want us to do, plant churches all over the world, and Lord, touch nations, and Lord, build schools and institutions, and help people, and set up a venture capital fund for small-time businesses in the church. Lord, we trust you for $1 billion. So that's my prayer. All right. Now, if Monday $1 billion doesn't come, I don't go and say, Lord, give me billion, give me billion, give me billion. It doesn't come. Tuesday, Lord, give me billion. No, 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 no. When I am waiting for the manifestation of the prayer, I change from anxiety to thanksgiving. So how do I pray then? I say, Lord, I thank you that although I don't see it, you have provided $1 billion for me. And thank you, Lord, that the billion is coming to me. And I give you praise and I thank you. I wake up the next morning. I thank you, Lord, that I smell $1 billion. I thank you, Lord, $1 billion has come to the church. I thank you, Lord, that people are being helped. Churches are being planted. Because when I have asked God, he heard the first time. I don't shout into his ear, give me your, give me your, give me your, give me your. No, I say, thank you that we have done it, because we wait in prayer through thanksgiving. All right? So all the things you prayed for this week, you have to learn to thank God for them. And that's why the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Don't go into anxiety mode. Because when you get into anxiety and desperation, your prayer will not be answered. You have to wait in thanksgiving. Years ago, I was in, and this is years ago, I was before ICGC started. I was an evangelist at that time, and I used to travel preaching. And so we're going to preach somewhere in a remote village in now Western North. And you know, there was no vehicles going to that place. So you get to Asan Kregwan, you have to walk for miles, about 20 miles to get to that place. So when we were going, we got to the place, the biggest town there, which is Asan Kregwan, and the prayer team said, let's pray. And so we held hands, as Krife people like to do, we held hands. And we're praying. And somebody said, let us pray against the rain. And the moment they said that, something in my heart said to me, it's going to rain. Because this prayer is not out of faith. It's out of anxiety. Because, you know, many times when we are anxious, we take our anxiety into prayer. But the moment you know you are anxious about something, instead of taking it into prayer, you thank God that He has already done it. And true, after that prayer, we bound, the rain bounded, all of that. We started a few miles walking. The rain said, it won't beat us. It beat us till we arrived. Beat us. Because people were anxious. Don't take anxiety into prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. All right? If you don't see the answer tomorrow, thank God. If you don't see Tuesday, thank God. If you don't see Wednesday, thank God. If you don't see after 1 week, thank God. We wait in thanksgiving. We wait in thanksgiving. We don't wait in anxiety. Lord, what is happening? Lord, what is happening? Anxiety is natural to us, but we have to learn whilst we are waiting for the manifestation of a prayer that we walk with the spirit of thanksgiving. All right. So that's what we're going to do today. Our prayer is going to be prayer of thanksgiving. You have prayed for a lot of things. You have bound things. You have bound the devil. You have bound principalities. You bound demons. You bound witches. By now, they should be bound. Or you think you need more binding. But by now, I think it has bound. Don't you think so? So peradventure, if it has not bound, you have to thank God it is bound. You prayed, God, I need. I'm sure by now God has done it. After 39 days, I think God has done it. If you haven't seen the manifestation, you thank Him for it. Are you getting it? That's where thanksgiving comes in. You thank God in the interim between the prayer request and the manifestation, you walk in thanksgiving. Not repeated requests, because that will take you into anxiety. And Jesus said, we don't have to be anxious even about what we will eat and what we'll wear and what we'll eat and what we will, whatever, drink. But he says, we thank God that it's done. Somebody say, thank God. All right, so we're going to pray in the few minutes that we have, and everything is going to be based on thanksgiving. Let's rise up as we look at how the Bible says we approach the presence of God. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. All of us know Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. If you don't know it, then you are very new to Christianity. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. What does it say? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. And His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Lift up your hand and enter God's presence with thanksgiving. Declare that the Lord is good and His mercy is forever. Just say, Father, I come into your presence with thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord, that you are good and your mercies endure forever. You are a good and awesome God. You are a faithful God. You are a prayer answering God. You are a delivering God. You are the God who gives us far more than we ask or think of. Thank you, Lord. I come into your presence with a heart full of thanksgiving. I come into your presence with a heart full of joy. I come, Lord, and I bless your name and I praise you, Lord, for these 39 days that we've been praying and waiting before you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a prayer answering God. You heard us the first day we cried on you. And Lord, we thank you that you have done it for us. We thank you for answered prayer for everyone. We enter this week with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come into your presence during greater works with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come, Lord, with no anxiety, nothing worried, nothing anxious, Lord, but fully persuaded that you are good and your mercies endure forever. We serve a good and an awesome God. We serve a good and an awesome God. We serve a good and a merciful God. We serve a good and a mighty God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving. Our lips are full of praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. And based on that, we want to express thanks to God because he has heard us. He heard us when we started calling on him. And Jesus teaches us that in John chapter 11, when he was at the tomb of Lazarus from verse 41. John chapter 11 from verse 41. Jesus goes into a situation. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And this is what the passage says. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Has he made a request? No. Has he asked the Father to do anything? No. But before he even makes a request, he said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that you have heard me. Verse 42, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may know that you sent me. In other words, you know, I'm going to pray. I don't need to pray because you've heard me already. But I have these guys here who want me to be very... It's like you come to me and you say, oh, Pastor, I have these problems. I have these problems. And many times people come to my office and they want me to pray for them. And I say, oh God has done it. Is that how it is done? What else can I do? Should I say, I will do it? Now I said, God has done it. Just trust God. It's done. Just, and they said, no, Pastor, I just want you to pray. Because they want you to pray for them. They want to kneel down. And they want to lift up hands to heaven. And they want you to put your hand on your head. Then they will know prayer has been made. The same people were around Jesus. The same people. They haven't changed for 2,000 years. You and those people, you are the same. So Jesus says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I thank you that you always hear me. But there are some people here that want me to do something to show that I'm praying. So for their sake, I'm going to talk to you. But I thank you that you have heard me. That is the attitude of Jesus. And this morning, I want you to also speak to God and thank him that he has heard you, because he always hears you. He knows the requests you have placed before him. He knows the things that you've spoken to him about. He knows about your child. He knows about your marriage. He knows about the fruit of the womb. He knows all the things you want. And you want to say, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Let's thank God that he has heard us. He heard you concerning the financial situation. He heard you concerning the health situation. He heard you concerning the marital situation. He heard you concerning the business opportunity. He heard you when you asked him to make a way for you. He heard you when you asked him to defeat all the enemies that are coming against you. He heard you. And just thank him. Thank him. Father, I thank you that you heard me. and that you hear always. Thank you that, Lord, you are a prayer-answering God. For all the prayers we have prayed in these days, Lord, since we started waiting on you, for all the prayer meetings we've heard, for all the dawn meetings, the day meetings, the bulletins that we've prayed concerning, and all the prayer points and the prayer topics. Thank you, Lord, for all the night prayers, for the night vigils, as we waited on you in the night. Thank you, Lord, that you heard us. You heard us. You have heard us. You have heard us because you hear always. We don't doubt you, Lord. We don't doubt your hearing power. We thank you, Lord, that you have heard us. We thank you, Lord, that you've gone ahead of us. Thank you, Lord, that you're making a way for us. Thank you, Lord, that you've already made a way for us. Thank you, Lord, that the situation has changed. Thank you, Lord, for the joy you put in our mouths and the joy you put in our hearts. Thank you for the voice of praise that is coming out of our mouth because of the answer that has been delivered to us. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Not because you will hear, but because you have heard. Not because of what you will do in the future, but because of what you have done in the past, which you are manifesting in our present. Thank you, Lord, for every body in this house, for every member of this church, for everybody who has waited on you, for everybody who has called on you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a very significant, awesome Greater Works Conference. Thank you for grace that has poured out to us. Thank you for lives that are transformed. Thank you for healings upon healings upon healings upon healings. Thank you for deliverance upon deliverance upon deliverance upon deliverance. Thank you for financial breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for the release of finances. Thank you, Lord, for deliverances. We give you praise, we give you glory, Lord, because we know that you hear us in Jesus' name. If you believe God heard you, why don't you give him I believe that as life was restored to Lazarus, God will restore life to you. Amen. Out of thanksgiving, there will be restoration. Amen. Out of thanksgiving, there will be life for you. Amen. Out of thanksgiving, there is deliverance for you. Amen. Out of thanksgiving, there is a testimony. Amen. Out of thanksgiving, there is a turning around. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9. 107, 8 and 9 says, "Oh, that men, including women, would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." If you came here hungry, you are going back with the goodness of God. Amen. If you came here with a desire, you are going home with satisfaction. Amen. And I want us to thank God that he has satisfied us and filled us with every goodness of his. There is nothing in our hearts that will go back empty as we came. God fills our heart's desires. He brings us into a place of fulfillment, of expectation, of dreams come true, of prayer answered. Why don't you lift up your hands and thank God for satisfaction, for satisfying you, satisfying your soul, satisfying the longing of your heart, satisfying the desire of your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our souls are satisfied. Our hearts are satisfied. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing left behind, nothing undone. You've done everything perfectly. You've done everything perfectly. You restore perfectly. You complete perfectly. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every hungry soul, for everyone that is desirous that you have satisfied. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you adoration. Thank you, Lord, for testimonies. Thank you, Lord, for satisfaction. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every day we receive satisfaction. Thank you that every day we receive satisfaction. Monday, we are satisfied. Tuesday, we are satisfied. Wednesday, we are satisfied. Thursday, we are satisfied. Friday, we are satisfied. Saturday, we are satisfied. Sunday, we are satisfied. Every day, there is satisfaction. There is satisfaction. Our longing soul is filled. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, we want to thank God that He is leading us into triumph. He's leading us into triumph. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. I have many, and this one is included. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Thanks be to God, who leads us in triumph and diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge through us. You know, Paul wrote this on the back of the Roman triumph. And in the Roman Empire, when a general or an emperor goes into battle and he's returning into battle, they have a parade for him. It's called the triumph. That's why every crossover we triumph. It's called the triumph. And the general is leading, and in his train is everything he has achieved. The gold, the silver, whatever he has received from war is in his triumph. And as he is walking, the priests are making sacrifices. And you can smell the aroma of the sacrifice of sheep, of cows and bulls and incense filling the stadium, because the diffusion of that shows the smell of victory. And Paul is saying, using that as the backdrop, he says Jesus Christ is the emperor and we are in his triumph. And as he leads us, he's using us to diffuse a new aroma, a new knowledge that is touching people. So what he's saying is that God is going to do something with your life as you move in the triumph of Christ, that people will smell it. People will sense it. The aroma of victory, the aroma of triumph. People will hear of what God has done for you, and they will give glory to Him. Thanks be to God, who leads us always in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge. There is a fragrance coming out of you. I said there is a fragrance coming out of you. There is a fragrance coming out of you. And every day will be a day of triumph. From today, you will triumph. Tomorrow, you will triumph. Next week, you will triumph. The week thereafter, you will triumph. You will triumph until the end of 2024. You will triumph into 2025. Thanks be to God, who leads us in triumph. So lift up your hands to God and thank Him that He's leading you in triumph is leading you in triumph. Everywhere you go, a new aroma is coming out of you. A new fragrance is being smelled out of you. The victory of the Lord is coming out of you. The triumph of the Lord is smelling all over you. In your office, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In your home, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In your school, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In your village, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In your city, people will smell the triumph of Christ. Wherever you go, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In the trotro, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In the Uber, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In the taxi, people will smell the triumph of Christ. In the airplane, people will smell the triumph of Christ. Wherever you go, a new aroma. There will be no aroma of defeat coming out of you. There will be no aroma of sickness coming out of you. There will be no aroma of death coming out of you. It is the aroma of triumph. It is the aroma of triumph. It is the aroma of triumph. Somebody say, I have triumphed. Say, I have triumphed. Say, I have triumphed. Oh, say it like you are alive. Say, I have triumphed. Say, I have triumphed. And shout triumph. Triumph, 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 triumph in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, every day, triumph, every week, triumph, every month, triumph, every year, triumph, triumph, I triumph. Thanks be to God.
Who causes me to triumph.
There is no defeat for the children of God. I said there is no defeat for the children of God. There is no defeat for you. You will go into battle and you will come with triumph. You go into warfare and you will come with triumph. They will come out against you one way, they will split before you seven ways. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You will not be defeated. You will not be defeated. You will not be defeated. You have won this battle. Somebody say triumph. Lift up your hands to God and thank Him for the triumph that He's leading you into. Thank you, Lord, for the triumph. Triumph at home. Triumph in the public. Triumph in the streets. Triumph in the church. Triumph wherever we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for triumph. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in His triumph and causes His sweet fragrance to be dispersed out of us, that the world will smell the aroma of Christ, the triumph of Christ, the beauty of Christ, the victory of Christ, wherever we go. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.